Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us today and tuning in to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, because we offer you so many tools in your life to help you move forward and to thrive.
Hey, we want to talk to you about something that's coming up. It's actually an interview on December 1st where we learned something that's very helpful in this COVID situation. You know, we're natural health people, and we're always looking for ways to explain how it can work in your life. Well, here's one. You've heard us talk about Clear, their nasal spray, and washing your nose. Well, there's some new research out there that shows that it's quite effective with viruses, etc. But just common sense in the natural health way, we know the droplets are entering through your nose, and then when they build up enough, infecting the rest of your body. So here's the thing. We keep saying, keep your nose clean. We've been doing it every day for years with our xylitol spray by Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R. And so here's the thing. Here's the analogy. And you'll hear this on December 1st also. Staying at home, think of it like a football game, okay? Hey, you stay at home, you just gained, 10 yards. You're wearing a mask, you just gained another 10 yards. Let's see, social distancing and washing your hands, those kind of things. Okay, put those together, you gained about 15 yards. And okay, maybe there's that Hail Mary out there. And that would be the vaccines, but it's still a Hail Mary, and you know those chances in a football game. And then, of course, there's keeping your nose clean. That's about a 20-yard gain. So when you put them all together, you're putting a real dent in your risk level. So think of it that way.
That's a great analogy, Rob. And also just want to remind you, do your spiritual work. We've given you lots and lots and lots of tools for that. Put those tools to work, because as you deepen spiritually, you're going to find more peace, less anxiety, less fear. And that's where you want to be living. You don't want to attract to you the very thing you're afraid of. So work on those things, use the Clear and all the other products we bring you, and you should be good to go. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk.
So after all the recent angst about the pandemic and our political alignments, we need some love. And if love is the answer, the question is, how do we get there? Well, fortunately, it's time for another session of Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedre. And she's going to help us relax into love. So relax, and we'll find all about it. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, this is one of the favorite times we have every month with Dr. Devana Vedre and what we call down-to-earth spirituality. It's where we really get to explore our inner landscape and how that affects our view of the world, our projections into the world, and just what our world looks like to us. So today we are going to be exploring, this is an interesting one, relaxing into love. And as Brenda and I said, well, we got our hammocks ready. We'll see what that means. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Okay, Devonna, relaxing into love.
I mean, that sounds really good.
It, yeah.
Like pudding.
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of like, but what does that really mean?
Well, it means that. And it's about when you relax into love, part of what you're doing is you're letting go of that which often you're not trusting in terms of love, the power and force that love is. And so when you relax into love, you soften the edges of your heart, you soften the thoughts of your mind, and in that softening of the heart, it nurtures the heart, and the heart can expand, and the thoughts change from adversarial thoughts of enemies and allies and friends and foe to start to have thoughts more of commonality and kindness and togetherness. And so relaxing into love is about taking your system out of fight or flight, taking it out of a rigid state, and softening the edges of your being, in essence.
You know, I think this is perfect timing for so many reasons. But one of the things that it brings up for me is because we work with a lot of people, and they come and want to have answers to their various problems, whether they be, you know, physical, emotional, spiritual. And They often want to have some kind of technology, and they are bent on analysis of just what it is that's causing this, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes it just seems what you're saying is the answer. Sometimes you have to just let the analysis go and the search for the silver bullet and soften. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Yes, and to start to be in a place, instead of fighting what's happening, instead of wanting to force it to be different, to just allow oneself to experience it, and then to look at it from the place of, okay, it's here, it's in my life, how is it having an effect, what do I notice it's connected to, what has been the impact of it on my life, and when did it show up, and all sorts of things when you just are with it and look at it in the life. But you have to stop fighting it in order to do that.
I feel, Devonna, that most of our stress, which I feel is a lot of self-induced stress, is because we walk around steeled up against life, steeled up against what is unfolding, not only in our personal lives, but in the lives outside of us. And I feel that really tenses up the body and creates a lot of our stress. And if we could do what you're now talking about, where we could soften into love and really put our belief and trust in the power of love, I think a lot of our stress would melt away.
Yes, because when we are relaxing into love, we are deepening our trust there, and we're letting go of our edges. And the thing that we forget is if we go out into the world all armored up and pretty edgy, what we get back generally is pretty darn edgy, too.
Yeah.
And then we come home feeling very poked.
Yeah.
And yet, if we can go into the world with goodness in our hearts and an optimistic or more positive point of view in our minds, then what happens is we will start to call that to us and be able to participate more and more in that. And then what happens is what we notice that in our bodies, we're not going to hold the tension as much. Our adrenals are not going to be on a constant high alert.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is we find ourselves less and less fatigued, and it takes less and less to do our life.
Yeah.
It is very fatiguing to maintain the armor. And it's also very fatiguing when you realize sometimes that you came into your home, but the armor is still up.
Yeah.
And why is the armor still up? That question often many people don't really want to look at.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really is exhausting to hold that. That armor becomes heavy. And I think we've all been experiencing that. We had a discussion with a friend in New York who told us about young friends on the day of the election or on the weekend, because things went on a little long. They were going to a demonstration, and it was all they were prepared to be either protesting, quote, protesting, or celebrating. They didn't know, but they were mostly holding the protesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we all saw it on TV with the spontaneous outbreak of joy and dancing and that kind of thing. It turned differently, but their expectation and their mood, going from darkness to light changed in an instant.
Yeah, and, Devonna, what's really, I guess the point of this is really, it's easy to soften into love more when things are going your way, what you consider your way. But the real challenge is to be able to soften into love when you are being highly challenged with something, whether it's physical or emotional or mental or spiritual. That's where the real work lies, correct?
Yes, those are the more challenging times, but I would say that at this point, because we're in a paradigm shift, that it's very important to realize that we often are very unconscious of holding an armored position, holding a guarded position
mm-hmm.
to the world, even to ourselves, even in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
It has become so automatic. And to have an awareness of that, and also to shift one's fascination and focus from how do I survive my life or how do I survive the day into more of how do I soften into the day that I would like to have,
mm-hmm.
that changes it, and it changes the internal physiology and the energetic posture.
Mm. It sounds like an intentional approach to life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Conscious. Being conscious.
Being conscious. Well, we're here with Dr. Devonna Vedrì. Of course, this is Conscious Talk, a radio that makes a difference, and we talk about consciousness. This is who we are. This is what we want to put out into the world. And we have these wonderful teachers like Dr. Devonna Vedrì that join us here on the show. We hope that you're listening, you're understanding this, that you're starting to feel a little bit of that uplifting energy, because we have a lot more to come from Dr. Devonna Vedrì when we come back. Our website, conscioustalk.net. You can visit us there. You can be on our Facebook page with us. You can podcast the show. You can stream it live. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find clear saline nasal spray and sinus wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk. Don't you feel better? It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 888-489-4782. Twist 25.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we're so glad you're tuned in. Yes, that's Brenda's favorite operative word, tuned in, because that's what Conscious Talk is all about, and that's what we are putting forward in our world. And so glad that you've joined us. Of course, the website's conscioustalk.net, where you can hear all of our guests as many times as you want, either in the archives, on the podcast, or they all have a guest page. Just put their name in the search engine, you'll find their page, and there's a play button there. It's all so easy. Well, easy today is Dr. Devana Vedrì. This is Down to Earth Spirituality, something we do once a month, and we are talking about relaxing into love.
So, Devana, you were saying that when we can set an intention to relax into love or to relax into the day we want, that changes the energetic. It changes us internally, and it changes the outside of us, which really makes a lot of sense. But there still might be a few little bumps.
Yes, and that is part of the deepening into love. To explore love, whether it's divine love, whether it's romantic love or the love of your family, whatever that is for a person, to understand that when you have an intention, like let's say the intention is that one wants to deepen into love and really trust it and really know it and feel it in their lives. When someone has that desire and puts their attention there and asks for that, that's a big ask. When you ask your spirit, God, the divine, for that, and you make that a priority and you make that important, your life, if you stay consistent with that focus, will change dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're talking about today, is relaxing into that, feeling into that loving state of being, and what does that feel like? How does it translate into a life? And so often, the first thing that a person notices is how they're holding that away. Armoring up, as we talked about in the first segment, is part of holding that away.
Mm-hmm.
Maintaining thoughts that are not kind or compassionate to the self is a way of pushing that away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it may feel a little awkward in the beginning to really go, okay, I want my thoughts to myself to be kinder and gentler. I want to say to myself, I'm doing a good job. Wow, look at this, that there is acknowledgement and there is kindness to the self. And maybe in the day, because of the change of focus, you want to be sure to be kind to someone or to tell them something positive about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or to not respond if a coworker does something that ends up causing you more work or something. Who do you want to be in the response of that? Because those are the opportunities to choose a more loving, kind, compassionate response.
Mm. You talked about in the first segment, Devana, about this paradigm shift.
Yes.
Can you just elaborate on that just a little bit? What do you mean by that? So if we have new listeners and they go, huh, what is she talking about? What does this entail?
The shift, and I think many people are feeling this in a variety of different ways, but the shift, we're going from an expansion of an illumination of awareness now into the resonant frequencies of energy that we would call unity and community.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that does is it takes us out of our perpetual separation.
Mm.
But it requires now that we focus more on ways to work together,
mm-hmm.
ways to heal our planet, ways to get along, ways to find common ground within our differences.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand that one of the challenges is we're all often seeking our uniqueness. And there is a deep understanding that comes in the consciousness of unity that our uniqueness is in existence no matter what. It's not something we have to prove. It's not something that we have to stay separate against, let's say, because there isn't another human being like any of us. And that's a very unique frequency and set of skills and set of divine connections and energetic formations. I mean, the layering of uniqueness is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But to understand that within the uniqueness, there is a lot of commonality.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think of it in terms of each person contributing their energy and their effort, it's what creates the beauty in the unity.
Mm. It's sort of, in one way, and I've been reading about this recently in talking about consciousness, it's one way that we are unique, but we're all reacting to something larger that we have in common.
Yes. And so if you think of that larger aspect, it's a fundamental shift in the vibrations and frequencies and energies that are now coming into this planet or into this plane or this dimension, however you want to language that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're responding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're seeing focuses on community. We're seeing focuses on what is similar. And part of what today, in terms of relaxing into love, it's about letting go of, are you my enemy or are you my ally? Mm-hmm. If you don't agree with me, then you're my enemy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, no, it just doesn't agree. Well, the interesting piece of that is, well, why not? How does it make sense to that person to hold their point of view?
Mm-hmm.
And in that desire to see or to understand, what happens is there's a freedom in that to learn, to explore. And as you get to know a person more deeply, you just really can't help but love them.
Right. And do you feel, Devana, like what you're kind of saying too is there's room for all of it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we forget that there's, because we've been so focused on right, wrong, good, bad. You're either with me or you're against me kind of energies. And it feels like part of this paradigm shift is from a layer of fear, I call that fear that drives us, you know, that something different is going to harm us or not good for us or wrong for us or whatever, into a layer of, like you said, relaxing into love, but into a layer of more ability to trust that there's room for all of it and we don't have to fight that. Does that make sense?
Yes, and to understand our survival is not dependent on it.
Yeah, and it's interesting.
That's the confusion.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at all sorts of patterns. What we are doing is moving toward more diversity as opposed to more of the same. I read an article recently about the states that people are moving out of and why they're moving out of them. And there were a number of them. I won't name them, but it was all about, it's just too dull all the same here. You know, once you got past there's not enough jobs, et cetera, it was, we want to move to where there's more life, where there's more diversity, where there's more things to challenge us.
Which can be a unifying thing.
Yes, that means you're accepting of, you know, other.
Other, you know, because it's never going to all be, we're never all going to be exactly the same as you just voiced a while ago about our uniqueness. But in that, we do have many, many things in common.
Yeah. And so
that really brings us into unity.
Yeah. And that's a shift in consciousness. If you are in the consciousness of embracing the differences as opposed to opposing them, you know, that's a shift. And I think we're going in that direction. Well, we are here with Dr. Devana Vedrì. We're having a discussion. This is part of Down to Earth Spirituality here on Conscious Talk, and we'll be back after these messages.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic aged garlic extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic aged garlic extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic aged garlic extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Conscious Talk, the real meal deal. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in. And yes, as Rob said earlier, that is one of my favorite sayings now, to tune inward, to really understand yourself, to really know who you are at the core of your being. The only way is in. And when you go inward, a whole world of discovery lies there for us, and incredible things, our unique talents and gifts, our uniqueness as well as our sameness. And we're talking today with Dr. Devana Vedrí in our Down to Earth Spirituality segment here about relaxing into love. And I purposely use those words, Devana, because this is exactly what we're talking about. And now you want to go into healing the body, because this has to be part of it. So share.
Yes, and so I want to let everyone out there that has turned inward and didn't find a whole lot going on, that that's okay. Because that's often how it is when you first go inside. It's like, gosh, I didn't really feel anything. I didn't really notice anything. That's okay. So in terms of healing the body, the energy of love, those kind thoughts, that compassionate place inside of you, in terms of your body, it welcomes that, and it also, when you can relax into a loving space, even to just say to yourself, you know, I'm okay. I will be okay. I don't know how I will be okay, but I'm going to be okay. I'm going to choose to be okay. When you do that and your system hears you and feels that, you'll notice that the stress will fall off, the body will relax. And the importance of that is in that relaxing, you're opening to receive more healing energy. It's in the relaxing that flow is established in the body, and it's in that relaxing that the body is starting to rebalance in a healthier way. Mm-hmm. And so even though it may seem like, well, I'm a bit more relaxed, what you'll notice over time is you have more flow, more ease, and what occurs as you trust more and more of your life and your feelings and your body to this energy, what happens is the body is now in a position to restore. It cannot restore in fight or flight.
Mm.
It cannot restore in high stress. Mm-hmm. Now, understand, the stresses of life may not immediately change, but you can take a break from them. You don't have to live them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the difference in terms of healing the body. That's the choice point, is to step away from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and give that to yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, and what I've noticed sometimes is that, you know, when as you have that awareness, as you choose that, if you're healing something in your body, from time to time, I noticed I'll get that little flash of kind of, you know, that cascading effect of, oh, no. You know, it's like you remember how you got hurt, for instance, or you
right.
remember a thought about a, quote, a disease, and it starts to, you know, cascade through your body very quickly, and you get how it recruits, things shut down. It recruits a shutdown, so to speak, or a return.
Attention.
Or attention, or a return to not feeling good. But as you become aware of that and you sort of let that go, relax mm-hmm. away from it, say no to it, essentially mm-hmm. don't accept it, then you feel, you know, once again, your body healing. That may sound weird to some people, but it's been a common theme in my life because I've had plenty of injuries.
Yes, and as that moves through, to just let it move through.
Right.
It's important not to grab hold and then empower it into a reality.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To just let that memory move through. Because that's a lot of what happens in healing, is those memories have to be released.
Yes. Well, we're here with Dr. Devana Vedri talking about relaxing into love today. You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Again, our website is conscioustalk.net. Love to have you join us on our Facebook page, and we'll be back after these messages. Hi, this is Brenda Michaels. You've probably heard us talk about the little magic machine, which is formerly known as the Avicen. You might wonder what it is and why it was created. It was created out of a need to help a family member who was in great pain from migraine headaches. Eventually, this need turned into an FDA-approved Class 2 medical device. We say it's magical because it helps ease pain and reduce inflammation. In our book, that's called anti-aging. It works by raising the blood's temperature 1 degree, thinning the blood to help carry the blood deeper into the microcirculation level. This is where nutritional exchange and toxin removal happens with the cells, and this is how the body heals. For more info on how to get your own little magic machine, go to littlemagicmachine.com or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144.
Breathe deep, smile, and pay it forward. Conscious Talk Radio.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. And today we're making a difference with Dr. Devana Vedri. This is our very much valued down-to-earth spirituality session we do once a month. And we are talking about relaxing into love. Devana, you know, we told a couple of personal stories, how we relate to this. You know, when all of these things seem so simple on the surface, they all come back to awareness. What do you think?
Yes, and it's a great timing right now to just grab hold of the self, to just grab hold and feel into, do you want to open to more of that vibration of love in your life? If that sounds like a good idea, then say yes to that. Do not allow, and this is going to be one of the challenges and one of the stages that we move through in this, these frequencies and vibrations that are more of unity and community, is that we are going to be stepping away from cynicism and that cynical mind that says, oh, I've heard it 100 times. Love, love, love. And to understand, yeah, maybe you've heard it 100 times. Maybe you've heard it 1,000 times. But have you ever embraced it? Mm-hmm. Have you ever moved past the part of the mind that diminishes it? Mm-hmm. And just said, you know, I'm going to give that a chance. I've given everything else a chance. Maybe it's time I give this a chance. And that's where the new paradigm sits. That is what is being supported in the energy that's coming into the planet right now in a big way. And so when you motion and you give it a try, you give it a chance, you lend some energy to that possibility, don't be surprised if you notice something or something changes. It is designed that way. We are completely wired within our beings for that to be impactful. But instead of going, huh, perhaps to say yes. I'm not going to poo-poo this anymore. I'm not going to diminish it. This is something, and I want to explore it. And even if people think I'm crazy and people poo-poo it on their own or poo-poo me because of it, I'm going to explore it because love matters to me. And I want more of that vibration, frequency, expression, however it is, I want more of that in my life.
And you know, Devana, we talk about miracles and how we sort of hold miracles away from ourselves. Like somebody might have a miracle, but you know, I haven't had any miracles in my life, that kind of cynicism from the mind. But yet the love that you're talking about creates miracles every single day in a life when you're open to it, when you call it forth, when you allow it, when you be with it, when you embrace it, when you are grateful for it. And in fact, life is a miracle. And we just in our cynicism, we expect something huge to explode.
So we're surrounded by so many miracles, we don't even notice them anymore.
Yeah, and I'm saying the subtle things that come to a life when you're open to love.
Yes, the synchronicities that happen, that you're going one way and suddenly a person pops up in the life, or you've been thinking about someone and then they call. That interconnectedness, that weaving that we are all a part of, is fueled by love. It is part of love. It is the consideration. And when some of those moments come, like the one with my dog and myself that broke my leg, there have been so many gifts in that. But for things to come together like that, when you look at that, it just can't be an accident.
Oh, absolutely. I was just having that discussion with a friend of mine I took a fall, not off her horse, but I was mounting her horse, and a little bunny ran underneath the horse, and the horse jumped to the side, and I just went straight down and hurt my back. And we were talking about, here's the miracle in that, that she just found out that her grandkids need 28 hours a week of homeschooling that her daughter can't give to them because she works full time and so does her husband. And so that would make it very difficult for them to get in 8 hours a week up for two kids. And she said, and here you took a fall. I felt so bad because it was my horse and I felt so bad. But she said, and I said, there's gifts in that. And she says, well, here's one of them. And she said, I have the time now because you can't ride. And she said, honestly, I would pick riding with you over doing this. I know that sounds terrible, but I love to ride with you that much. But I'm going to tutor my grandkids. And she said, I'm really excited and looking forward to it because I have the time to do it now. Now, that, to me, is a gift and a miracle, Devana.
Yes. And to understand that there will be personal gifts to you in your awareness as you heal. And it's created a window and an opening for her to pull away to support somewhere else in her family. These are the things that we don't know when it happens.
Right.
It ripples out, but we don't know. And it's important when we have these things happen in the life to let the ripple happen and to be open to see what the ripple is.
Yes.
Because so often if we lock and load in that that was a bad thing and a wrong thing, we really shut down our ability for the transformation that it affords. And so this is about relaxing into love. And so if something happens and it's traumatic or it's painful, relax into love.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the love hammock.
Yep.
And just be there and be with it and allow yourself to be surrounded with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find in very short order that it's not as bad as you thought it was.
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, there are gifts and miracles in it that are being presented if we say yes to it and are open to it. I mean, I thought that was so amazing. And she said, and I feel bad you had to get hurt for this. And I said, that's not the point. The point is the opening was created.
Yeah, and you have your own things that go on.
And we can appreciate that.
Yeah, these have been really great examples of what we have said and that you have said with us in concert many times. Everything is for us.
Everything.
And
yeah.
We are always taken care of. Mm-hmm. You know, we are here on this planet for experience, mm-hmm. and we're getting it.
So, folks, if you can plaster those mantras on your forehead and read them in the mirror every day.
Yeah, you have to write them backwards, though, to read them in the mirror.
But this is what you're talking about as far as relaxing into love, Devana. This makes complete, total sense. And it's truly the way it is. And that's the beauty of it. You know, when you speak the truth, you feel it. The truth is, we don't need anything to back it. It just is. So any final words?
Trust.
Yeah.
It will support you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. Short and sweet. Well, folks, you know, once a month we do this, Down to Earth Spirituality with Dr. Devana Vedrea, and you can find out, you know, listen to some of the past ones by going to ConsciousTalk.net. Put Devana, D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine. You're going to find her page and a lot of play buttons. But if you'd like to work with her, what's your phone number?
They can give me a call at 425-741-2329.
Or go to Dr. Devana, that's drdivana.com. And that's it for us, folks.
Yep. Thank you, Devana. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Breathe deep. You're listening to Conscious Talk, where love is in the air.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.